Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
In the past, I've shared a few stories about my 3-year-old grandson and the travails it has taken to spend a few days with him. He lives in rural northern Idaho, where previous trips have resulted in closed roads, overheated and broken down cars, delayed, missed, and canceled plane flights, and one trip sitting next to a passenger on the plane who should have been required to buy two seats. Well, my 48 hours of traveling to spend 48 hours with him was worth it, even with the freezing rain, black ice, blizzard conditions, and temperatures that warmed up to 18 degrees during the day. I was surprised at how much it cost to fly from Oregon to Idaho. I could have taken out a second mortgage to fly from here, but I still have a problem flying south to go north. Airlines added a fuel surcharge when the cost of fuel skyrocketed, but I didn't see ticket prices drop through the floor when fuel costs plummeted. Are you as surprised as I am? Oh, well, when I walked in the door of my daughter's home, I was greeted by Colton, who said, "Hi, Papa, this is Woozy." I said, "Hi, Woozy." He said, "No, Woozy." My daughter then came in the room saying, "I see Colton has already introduced you to his new boxer puppy named Lucy." I chuckled, replying, "Yes, he did." Colton then showed me Jake the Pirate, the Parrot, and Captain Hook, who has a steel hook for a left hand. Speaking of a left hook, he accidentally whacked me in the head about with his talking sword. He laughed. Then we played with dump trucks that fly, only to be outdone by him singing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, etc. for maybe 30 times. I'm not sure. It was a great visit. On the way home, I did stop at an outlet mall. Yes, I do most of my shopping locally, but I wanted to take a break from driving and decided to stop. Wandering around, I went into a candle store that was getting ready for Christmas. The fragrances and smells were strong. A young gal approached me and said, "What scents do you like?" I couldn't resist, so I said, "My favorite is Common Sense." She said, "I'm sorry, we don't have that." I replied, "You don't have any Common Sense?" She said, "No, but there's a store in the next building that has candles, and they might have some." I said, "Okay, so that other store might have some Common Sense." She said yes, hesitated, and then smiled and laughed, saying, "I get it, you're trying to be funny." I smiled and said, "Yeah, I was." So I guess the moral of the story is that with Christmas right around the corner and the hectic pace of the season almost upon us, please be patient with those store clerks who, after just a little training, might happily refer you to another store that has some Common Sense. This has been John Sapper for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.